Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
All right, before we get to the mixtape, Mitch, how you feeling, buddy? How you feeling about this week in the mixtape?
It's a solid mixtape.
Blank the winner, probably.
Man, probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It's got to be Blanket Baker. It's in
the
big week.
That or the old Luke McCaffrey takes. I mean, those are just haymakers.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to hear those again. Cannot wait. All right, guys. So the mixtape is presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com, 690-2800. Fire up the open. Let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All righty. Let's go.
Oh, I broke the talk back button again. It shot out. It sticks to my finger. And there's not even barbecue sauce on my finger, so I don't know.
Wait, something shot out and it stuck to your finger?
You proud of yourself?
Yeah.
You know, Dan, that's a point I had written down here. Crean was spot on. This guy ought to coach. Crean, I got to get him a coaching job, man. He's evaluating the game, and he's making good points. He's running with it this morning, Dan. But
no, you're absolutely right, Mike, and he sure can't run a computer, so the job he has right now is way beyond his skills.
I mean, there are people dressed worse than you are this morning, Crean, traveling on the airplane, for crying out loud.
I don't know if I'm going to crank this thing too fast.
My hand was raw at the end of the day from each day from unhooking them.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, how big? What are we talking about?
Like, huge. It's bigger, which I think we need. It's...
Okay, he's got to go between his legs, over his shoulder, behind his back before he makes a move. Dan, I'm going like, just penetrate.
It goes deep. It really does. I mean, I can go first.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, I feel like my wife's pretty happy.
Oh, that's a great sentence. It really is. If you're just like driving through town and you're from like Alabama and you Google what the sports station is and you hear that.
Yeah.
What are these guys talking about?
That's not sports.
It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday live from the Standard Club. Keep them going, Mitch.
Christian Pulisic is absolutely... I didn't realize he was that hot. Like, I'm just going to say it. I mean, he's a good-looking dude. Like, they need to...
Captain America, man.
Dude, they need to market him more.
Wait, I'm going to stand up because I have to go to the bathroom so bad for this whole segment.
Dude, you have to poop?
No.
Then why are you standing up? You don't stand up, you have to pee. You have to take a deuce. It's okay. We're friends. You can tell me.
No, that's good. We're fine.
I don't know if I could do the show knowing you're prairie dogging right now. I'm sorry.
I'm not prairie dogging.
Then why are you standing up?
I gotta go to the bathroom. My body can't fold like that.
Okay, no.
Someone's in there. All right, give me the do you care or not.
No,
sit down if it'll make you feel more comfortable.
Because then we're going to have a brown crime
this
in here.
This is an inclusive environment, Nicholas.
Anything else?
Let's do the do you care.
So what
take
we,
my mind
what
off
we
of
used
it.
To do.
Wow.
What an odd conversation. An odd relationship between, I mean, you would agree with that, guys. The
yes.
relationship between Nick and Greer, it's blossoming, and it's a very odd conversation.
It is strange.
It's a very odd conversation.
But entertaining.
It is. Keep them coming.
Extremely clenched buttholes. That's how I liken it. Do you agree with that?
There's the Louisville Bats here. Okay.
Yep.
I wonder if he's coaching the Wuhan Bats.
You're sick. You're a sick human being.
Well,
look at Crean. He's not even smiling. You're the only guy that thinks that's funny.
That laugh. I love the Issel laugh.
That's the greatest.
I'm addicted to the Issel laugh. I am. I'm addicted to it.
I love that sound.
Keep them coming.
Well, listen, I like the... I'm fair and balanced, just like with being a Louisville fan.
Oh, Ethan.
And so he had a dry mouth, and so we're going to toss that one aside.
You know, this team and Chris Mack have to figure out how they get tough. We talked about that a lot last year, and you know, now they're going to have to develop that
What did you think, Preston?
I think it sold. I mean, it made them the entire team look super likable. They seemed very human. Chris Mack himself looked like the one that stood out to me, and he's like, "You didn't even drive yourself here, man." That was the one that stood out to me. It makes the team super likable and super personable. And I mean, that when I was like, "Why didn't you like the video, Perrin?" That makes sense because it did such a great job of selling it. They're making fun. I'm apparently in the mixtape because I said I love the video. I love the video because it did its job. It sold me on this group of players. It sold me on this team. It did its job. It's well done.
It's smart, and I think it's a good thing. So kudos to them for doing
that. Emotional investment's really important, and I felt a lot of apathy from this fan base over the last couple of years. So this really helps in that aspect. Try to get people emotionally invested in the team you're putting out there.
Oh, man, that's Process and the guys talking about the video that came out. That's some, like, low-key, that's some of the best sound we had all week.
It's great.
It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Keep them coming.
Oh, and Perrin, can you tell us who won the Belmont Stakes?
It's Starlight's horse. Well,
you just hit the triple crown.
It was what was it? I just read this yesterday.
I kind of want you to finish it unapologetically.
Like, what was it? That wasn't unapologetic. It was
It was. Are you googling now?
Yeah, you know this is all bad. But I know it's Clint's horse, right?
Nope,
it wasn't.
No,
I thought it was.
We're gonna get Brad Cox on in about 5 minutes. Does that mean anything to you?
I'm sure he's a great horse guy. there you have it.
Brad Cox is the trainer of Essential Quality. We'll get him on in about 5 minutes.
Okay. You talked to him the whole time at the track when I was there that day. He's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
You have no idea.
Yes, I do.
When did I talk to him?
He shaved the beard off, and everybody's like, he doesn't look like he used to.
That's Doug O'Neill.
Okay, sorry.
I tried.
That was... I didn't hear that last one where he got Doug O'Neill and Brad Cox confused. Poor Perrin just sunk, but you know why that's Perrin's fault? You got to know the winner.
Right.
Right? You got it. Walking in on money, you even knew the winner.
I knew his assist of quality.
You,
I knew it.
You didn't know anything about it. That's fine, but you knew the winner.
Exactly. That's all you need to know.
Keep him coming.
Yeah, this is Jimmy from Norton Commons.
Norty C, baby.
If you want to see a sight, show up to Double Dogs on a Wednesday night. Saddest sight I've ever seen in my life. Blank, Drew, some guy from Churchill Downs. That's all I gotta say.
That's a great call.
It is a great call.
He just left.
It's a great call.
Yeah.
I love Kiki. I love Kiki. I didn't socialize with a big gap in my mouth.
I just wanted to know. Did you wear it on your face?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I brushed my teeth.
I'm sure you did. You still spit all over it, man. I don't know. I don't want to touch that because it scares me.
Oh. What are they talking about?
No idea.
Which one?
I have no
idea. Something with his teeth.
I think it was Issa wearing a mask. Yeah. He wore a mask for like 2 days while he waited for flight.
Okay.
Yeah, Issa was in an airport for like 30 hours.
Oh,
I mean, like, he was in an airport forever. Keep him coming.
Is there too much politics in it? I don't know. Some people think it is. I mean, some people think it is.
Maybe that's part of it. But I also think there could be something to a watered-down talent base on the floor.
I completely disagree with that.
I 100% think it could be. Look, the game is shoot threes or dunk. That's it. I think people want to see more than that. I don't think it's that entertaining to watch. I think that maybe is why people don't watch.
Oh, man. That had to kill Phil Baker.
Yeah, he sounded sad.
I only want to see threes and dunks.
Right.
I don't know what. I don't want to see a 15-foot hook shot. Come on, Curran. Quit being an old man. Keep him coming.
Well, I mean, they're up 1-0 in the second round. He is a two-time at least all-star. He is easily one of the top 10 best players in the league as it stands right now.
So you think he's top 10 best players in the NBA right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I about fell out of my chair on that.
Oh, I know you did.
Yeah.
Your voice sounded so defeated at the end. It really did. Keep him going.
Donnie boy! Donnie boy!
But man, you couldn't let the guy just play by himself. That's my only thing. Like, he couldn't play by himself. And I wish that he could have just probably played by himself.
Oh, there's a chortle.
I love it. Like, let's have massive celebrations and like, you know, we'll meet.
You
at
don't
the
like L's down.
I don't care about
actually.
All,
you don't.
I
actually,
don't
you
care
don't.
At all.
You're
about
right.
L's
you're
down.
Right.
That's a lie.
Like, yeah. Yo, bro, just eat the entire donut. You're in radio. You're fat.
Yeah, I today.
And that's just how it is. I don't know what to tell you. I'm like an apostle that saw Jesus walk on water.
Yeah, you know if you touch it.
Right.
I don't want to do the UK thing where I see my team working out in a warehouse and just lose my mind, okay? I will say that the offensive line is more mature than we've seen in years past.
Malik Cunningham, hopefully, and you sent me a picture of him. Looks like he's been working on his fitness. I mean, the guy looks, you know,
I mean,
just like
that was one photo from
ripped.
The whole team.
Yeah.
The whole team looks like a whole bunch of that, but like Malik specifically looks like a different guy.
And I think you didn't have a place to stretch your body out.
Don't take it off. Yeah, let us take a picture.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean,
oh, man.
We should have a picture of it.
Oh, damn, quick. It's on your shirt. Yeah, it got you good. It got you
golly.
Good.
Golly.
Yeah, it's all over you, man. That sounds so bad.
So I'm like maneuvering and smacking him in the face with it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I know it smells. Like, no, get your makeup up. Pardon me. Excuse me.
I didn't hear this morning.
Yeah.
But Diener took one in the face. Ooh. She put the penis on his forehead.
I think Kentucky's over Clemson at this point. I could listen to the argument. Okay, let's do the coaches then.
Okay.
Saban.
Yeah.
Soups. Sweeney.
Okay.
And
Day. I mean, Stoops over Day, at least.
He's third or fourth.
I mean, Dabo. You would think Dabo.
Dabo or Stoops.
Yeah, that's the argument.
I have
there.
No idea what that.
Dabo and Stoops, I think, is the argument there.
Dabo, Stoops, and who's the other one?
Saban, I think we all agree, is number one.
Number one.
But after that, I think Day would be fourth or
Dabo?
Probably Dabo right now.
Right now.
I mean, Bob Stoops in his
15 years from now.
No, not Bob. Mark.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I don't even think he's in the conversation.
Brian. Mark Stoops.
Oh, Brian. The best part of Brian, that is Brian.
Mess up a wet dream, dude.
Whoa. The best part, he's not paying attention to the show.
Not.
But Louisville fans called Satterfield Dabo. That's the funny thing to me.
Exactly.
They actually
Dabo
called
Satterfield.
Their coach that.
Yes.
Hey, we're hanging out at the Standard Club. It's a Friday. It's the mixtape. The mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, you don't have to live with ED or PD, 690-2800. Find out more. Get that free consultation today. HightowerMens.com. HightowerMens.com. Fire away, Mitch. Grossman, do you have any opinion on the insurrection? You want to talk now?
Here's your chance.
Not
about this.
Well, sorry, we're not talking zone defense.
Maybe, you shouldn't raid the Capitol. I mean,
say that again.
Maybe people shouldn't be storming the Capitol. That seems like a bad thing to do.
You know, after a couple of years, and the bloom is off the rose.
Oh my God, Mitch!
You know, after a couple of years. Oh, and this'll... the bloom is off the rose.
Oh, it's a lock special, man. That's great. That's great.
All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. Ah, yeah, man. Shoot. I mean,
it's like a fisher's
she's
net.
She's wearing fishnet, like beachwear, and everything's placed very specifically, so you don't get the whole show. But I like it.
I'll send this to you.
I
secret,
want to be at
that iCloud drive. Don't worry about that. All right, that secret one that you have.
Make sure it doesn't go to the one that my wife can see. I'm kidding. We're kidding.
Hang on.
Pause,
let's go.
Pause the tape.
Pause your. Yeah, here we go.
All right, let me see here. All right. Oh my gosh. She's on something. She's throwing like wine bottles at the bar. She is completely naked. I mean, this woman has not a stitch of clothing on her. She's young.
No, she's not. She's 53.
Oh, is she? She's really. She's in good shape. I'll give her that.
It was bad. Keep them coming.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you welcoming me. And well, first of all, it's nice to meet you, man. And you know. This first week and a half has been great. Well, it's nice to meet you too, man. And what's up, Matt? Man, it was super exciting, man. How you doing, Rick? But how you doing, Russ?
Good.
You know, I think at the end of the day, nice to meet you too, by the way. I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, man, I want to win, man.
Man, this is Jared West saying hi to all the gas bag medias. Keep them coming. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape.
Just saw an email from the Yum Center.
Oh.
Keith Sweat's going to be performing.
Ooh.
This Keith summer Sweat. As big part big. Of their music festival, which takes away my joke. You know, when if somebody dies, you go, I heard Keith Sweat died today, too. Like, what?
What?
They found the head, but nobody.
Wow, Peter. I like that.
So I was trying to call Dick. I went through it was Fort Ennis' show that I asked the question on buy or sell. So.
Yeah, I think, and I know Mark brought it up, Mark Ennis brought it up yesterday that
on there. One drop of Ennis in there, I believe.
A drop of Ennis in there. Yeah.
And I know Mac, again, speaking of the drive, said that Wheeler showed up looking like he's in great shape.
Mac was on earlier this week on this airwaves here at ESPN Louisville and 93.9 The Ville with Ennis and Luke Hancock.
By the way, I'm talking about Andy Sweeney with the take, yes. With James Strebel from 3 to 6. Andy Sweeney from 3 to 6. Because apparently, when we had Chris Mack on these airwaves, it was a problem that I said which station and who the hosts were. Because as I was driving to the lake and listening to the mixtape, it was like I had committed a formal act of treason by mentioning Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock from 3 to 6. I mean, we're all walking on eggshells around here. So that's Andy Sweeney and James Strebel, Round Daddy, on Twitter, or Big Rig, as he's sometimes called.
Yeah, Big Rig.
And his Bush Light, in case you don't know them, they're on 3 to 6 on 680, because apparently that's the message that was sent to me by the mixtape.
They're bigger supporters of the program. Yeah,
That
then
makes a lot
Rummage
of sense.
And Maven, who are on 93.9. from 10 to noon.
Yes.
It's also the same time Issel and Pratt are on ESPN 680.
I love how you're going to just give up the show schedule. So great.
Well, because apparently if I mention one, I have to now mention the other, or I'm going to be made fun of at 5:30 on Friday. I mean, made fun of at 5:30 on Friday no matter
regardless,
what. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter. No matter what, the show from 3 to 6 on ESPN 680, hosted by Andy Sweeney and James Strebel, whatever those hosts think.
Yes, also known as Big Rig.
And
yes.
Also at the same time, Mark Ennis, Luke Hancock are on 93.9. I mean, I just got to make sure because I don't want to, you know.
Cover the base. Now, the question is, at the end of the day, and I know this is what Andy's going to say. All that's
Andy
good.
Andy Sweeney, who's on from 3 to 6 on ESPN 680, just make sure.
With Round Daddy, also known as Big Rig.
Yeah.
We'll see. I can't tell it with this Airwave 3 sports. And yeah, the getting Andy's texting about the NBA local scuttle. That's Andy Sweeney, who's on 3 to 6 and 680. He's texting.
That's great. That was great.
Oh, man. Man, I'm delusional after. Not delusional. I'm my mind is all over the place.
Yeah, it's very disorienting.
It's disorienting. That's it. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape on this Friday. We're hanging out at the Standard Club, 425-2857. Keep them coming.
If y'all taint my baby Mike James, I'll never forgive you. I saw maybe one authoritative duck. And if y'all taint my baby Mike James.
That's all I got, guys. Satterfield, if you're listening, man, if he reaches out to you, bro, just swallow your pride, man. You know, we got our revenge game. It's all good. Just come on, Chubba. Come home, buddy. Come on, man.
Satterfield, if you're listening.
You liked it, didn't you?
I love it. Did you self-report, Coach? Yes, we self-reported the very next day.
With all intent and purpose, right?
So now you know why Dino thought he had a case, because they hadn't self-reported, but they reported the very next day. That's great. That's great stuff.
That's some of the best. You know what? Yeah. I missed him. I had tuned him out, I guess. And but it's a good point. Right. I didn't realize
you
that.
You tuned him out right after. Yes, we self-reported the very next day.
That got me right there.
That might be the best sound of the week. It's so true. It really is. It's a great catch by Issel.
They caught it in the lab. And what the story is that lab workers caught it, and they have documentation. They went to the hospital in, like, 2019. Some of these lab workers went to the hospital with coronavirus symptoms. You bonehead don't read. I read.
Take a sip. Go ahead.
It just pisses me off when people take just a like, sip. Like from a bad. It's like, no, not naturally. Not that it was engineered. They're saying it. Go read CNN, BuzzFeed, Washington Post, New York Times. Read any of it. Dope.
Muscle up and make out. There's a picture of a guy with his bendy stick and women hanging on him. I don't know who wants hand power, but this is your product. This killer karate crusher gives you pulverizing hand power.
Kentucky's getting recruits, Louisville's not. Even Kentucky's getting transfers from Ole Miss, Louisville's not. But really, it's just a piling on, I think, a lot of it, of being mad at the way the South Carolina thing went down at the end of last year.
Well, I'm happy about Louisville's recruiting. I'm not upset there.
Whoa. Of course he's not.
Like in the he said running back. Andy texted me that earlier. And he just got done saying how great the running – they were running the ball yesterday or whatever day of practice he was talking about, that he loved their group of running backs, but still need to add one?
I heard that about a month ago when I asked about it. It was like, if we can find a stud, we're taking.
Well, yeah, but how would a stud be available? Two Alabama transfers.
That's it. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure they'll call him, but, I mean, you know, we'll see where they shake out here. But, like, they have Jalen Mitchell. They have Hassan Hall. They have Trevion Cooley. They have Greg DeRozier. I think together, those four guys are really solid. But, you know, if you can go and find a guy who can carry the load like Javian Hawkins did, like, they don't have a Hawkins. Like, Jalen Mitchell is a great hole finder, but he does not have that top-end speed that Javian Hawkins had. So I think he's going to be a good player. We're gonna have an offensive line. We're going to run the football. But if you can go find, like, an elite back that's, like, leaving a program because he's second or third on the depth chart and he wants to be the number one, that's what they're looking for.
But the guy did commit a crime, okay? I mean, so crime.
Yeah,
I'm not,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I would also say that, you know, as far as like GAs and things like that being on the court, it seems like we have legislation that allowed that. And then
the recruiting videos, I know nothing about.
They probably didn't even know that they did it. You know, I mean,
what? Come on.
No, I mean, like, if a video guy produces a video and sends it to a recruit, like, does Chris Mack know about that? I mean, you know what I mean? We can't have these awesome February crowds. Because it's too stinking
and
cold.
We can't have the crowds they have, period. I mean, the LSU will get 10,000 fans a game. It's not.
Yeah, yes.
It's never.
But in the postseason,
and they're going to be tailgating. And they're going to be the
we
crowd.
Tailgators.
Mark, don't compare the fans tailgating at Louisville to LSU.
I understand.
Don't do it.
I get it.
Nate Huber was showing us last night, Lord of the Sales Weasels, pictures from when he goes down and umpires down there.
I know.
They pick up your bags. They have nameplates.
It's like a valet.
It's you're treated like a Major League Baseball player.
But, like, but you're at the Masters.
Yeah, and that's just a side thing for them. But I mean, yeah, that's the best. It's
yeah.
If
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. You don't have to
We have some fans at the regional.
Well,
like, come
we
on.
Do have good late season
we
fans.
We do.
But they don't show up in February and March.
And there's also not 10,000 of them.
No. Well, our stadium is not that big. But we have a great environment.
Admit that LSU has more baseball fans than
they absolutely do.
Okay, I'm just
there
making
we go.
Sure.
I'm
okay,
not even good. Arguing that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It sounded
but
like
we have good fans, too.
We do, but yeah, we just don't have as many.
Go. Right, but we can have some rabid fans late in the year. I have recognized that it's way.
Please stop hedging. For the love of God, stop hedging.
He wouldn't give in.
He can't give it
I love
up,
it.
He's
got to
go
it.
Full boat, man.
I mean, Dina was trying there.
Yeah, he was.
He wouldn't give in barely at all.
Nope.
Keep him coming. Here's the guy. Luke McCaffrey.
Yes! Let's go.
I have made the decision.
Okay.
I'm putting on for him.
That's fine.
He's going to play.
Fine.
He's going to play. I have made the decision that we got to put on for him. One touchdown, six interceptions.
Oh. I mean, I just can't.
We are going to do Luke McCaffrey shows this year.
Okay.
Luke McCaffrey, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be the Taysom Hill of Louisville.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he's
he
not.
Is.
No, he's not.
That's exactly what he's going to be.
He is not going to be
yes,
the Taysom Hill.
Put it up. Will Luke McCaffrey be the Taysom Hill of Louisville football? Yes or no?
I already hate him. And
there you go.
I haven't even seen him play and already dislike him.
Well, good.
Him.
You know what? The way your predictions are going, please dislike him.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're now going to get the McCaffreys at the games. And, I mean, and this kid, he's good, man. Like, and he's got 4 years. He's got 4 years of eligibility, man.
Steve, if Kentucky has to look at an athlete quarterback that looks the way he looks, Kentucky had to deal with Louisville literally having the best quarterback
in all of, or let's say the most exciting quarterback in all of college for multiple years. If they have to look at this guy running away from their cornerbacks, because people, he can run.
Yeah.
And I'll use Deion Sanders' line. He can run, run.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's tough.
Yeah.
And you made the point, he looks like a Satterfield special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go back and look what Satterfield wins with. I mean, and looks a lot like Christian McCaffrey or Luke McCaffrey.
What does Satterfield
mean? A four-star Big Ten Nebraska quarterback. Michigan. Who else, Steve? Michigan.
Ohio State. Ohio. Yeah, Ole Miss.
Leave it right there.
Yeah.
That says that kid has some potential.
Oh, yeah.
Some real
deal potential. Young. He's got 4 years left. I mean, yeah. So, no, it was a Frederick-style move from Coach Satterfield.
That was a big-time move. And here's the thing, Steve. As big as that move is, as excited as I am about that move.
Yeah.
And I'm thrilled about this move.
Yeah.
I can't see him because of glare. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
As excited as I am about the number one concern of this team and it being, I don't want to say fixed,
yeah,
but vastly improved.
Yeah.
There's only one other thing that may be able to get me more excited.
Oh, I know. You can't.
And we're going to talk about it.
You can't keep us down. Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, hey, we will adapt. There's always something great about being a Louisville fan.
That's radio.
Mitch, how did you not end the week with that? I'm interested in what's left.
There's one better.
Oh, is there one better? Are we at
I
the end?
I think so, yeah. We got a couple more.
Okay, a couple more. Let's fire away. Inside Churchill Downs is next.
Either way, the bottom line is they're down a quarterback, and they need... They need to get one.
Sure. And, I mean, you know, they've brought in some guys. They have Khalib Johnson, I think, you know, is committed. TJ Lewis committed from last year coming in. He might already be on campus. So they've got some guys, and they actually got a really nice walk-on guy from San Diego.
Walk-on San Diego.
Oh, is Donovan just teabagging Mitch Hannigan, like, on a...
I think so.
On a daily basis.
He is. Yes. And I looked at him all and I said, you have no idea what I can do.
That's not. No, I'm not. Oh, that is right a good there.
Actively stalking another player on our team.
Ooh.
And he.
You take this one, Stevie.
That's okay. I'm not sure I feel comfortable being called your boy. I feel like I'm everybody's boy. I feel like I'm everybody's boy.
I don't know all that, champ, but all right.
You're everybody.
Here's everybody's man of the people.
Oh, man of the people. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll make this last one.
All right, last one. Thank you to the Hightower Men's Clinic for presenting the mixtape here on this Friday, and a big thank you to the Standard Club, standardclub.net. If you want to find out more about that, 425-2857. Appreciate them having us out on this Friday. We're out of here. Back at it on Monday. Final sound of the week.
I also don't care.
Don't care? All right.
I mean, I just don't feel like the Louisville football program is very interesting right now. Outside of Scott Satterfield, the whole drama with his ridiculous South Carolina thing. Otherwise, who cares? We have all these Louisville shows that are like, oh, I'll be happy with 7-5. Okay, great. I'd be happy with oatmeal tomorrow morning. It's the most boring thing that you could possibly say.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.